I have in the studio with us Bria Boomer. Bria, you hit 1,000 career points just a couple days ago. Tell us about that game.
It was against Renshaw a couple of days ago, and we beat them by a lot.
Yeah, you did. So I want to know, when you took that shot, were you thinking about the possibility of 1,000 points, or was your mind someplace else?
Yeah, my coach told me at halftime that I was 3 points away, and so I had a layup, and then I had to shoot a free throw, and the first one I bricked, and then the second one I made.
As I was listening to that game, I believe Norman Moore or Dick Doerr said that your dad was holding his head when that first shot was missed. Mike Boomer is a part of the Viking football coaching staff. Does he give you any advice?
Yeah, he doesn't know much about basketball, but he gives us advice on the games and how to keep my head high and how to go into games and stuff and get focused.
Yeah, good. So kind of the morale building kind of thing. And I wanted to ask you about that. Do you do anything special before a game?
I listen to music and just kind of get in the zone. I don't really do anything different than what I do before practice and stuff.
Speaking of practice, how much of that do you do?
Well, every day during the season we practice and lift weights, some of us do. Over the summer, we had a lot of girls come in, and that helped us build our teamwork together and our chemistry.
Yeah, over the summer, you just keep playing, right? Mm-hmm. And you are a senior, so where are you going next year?
I'm going to University of Wisconsin Stout to play basketball.
Really? Yep. Okay. So I don't know anything about the Stout team. Are they?
They're struggling a little bit this year. Previously, they have been really good, though, in the previous years.
Well, that seems to be, you know, what happens. You know, there are up years and down years, and it kind of depends upon who's on the squad and that sort of thing. But as a senior, you and Eile Larson, you've had everybody else on the team is younger than you, and you've watched them come up. What about teamwork? Talk about how that works, particularly when you've got younger players.
It's the way we play, I guess. Like, if you play for yourself, we're going to lose. And we've ran into that like once or twice this season, and we just have had bad games when we do that.
But it seems to me that when I'm listening to the games, there's an awful lot of...
Oh, yeah, we're always playing for each other.
That's great. Okay, so tonight, not to put too much pressure on you, Bria, but tonight's Mountain Iron Buell. And as I observed earlier in the program, they've played a couple more games than you, but they've lost the same number. You're 20-3, they're 24-3. So what are you looking for? Anything particular?
Just for us to play our game. If we play good defense, we will be really successful.
Because I know they were in the stands watching you
right
after the last win, and so they've been scoping you out. Man-to-man, a lot of that?
Yeah, the whole game will probably be man-to-man. They'll be pressing... Well, we'll press them, and they're going to press us some, too.
Mm-hmm. Does that increase the pressure on fouling?
Yeah, a little bit. If we get lazy, we'll foul, but hopefully we don't run into that tonight.
So, in other words, don't reach in.
Right.
Okay. Well, we want to wish you the best of luck, Bria Boomer. She just had a 1,000-point score for her career a couple days ago, and you're going into it's going to be an interesting contest tonight. We want to wish you the best. Have a safe trip, and play your hearts out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bria.